If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gotta say, I love the text line when they agree with me. Said, get rid of Hardee's, but bring back Backyard Burger.
That's a good one. That's
exactly
back.
What I thought earlier.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
God, I miss Backyard Burger.
Such good fries. Such good everything.
They're the reason why I put mustard on a chili dog.
Chili dogs. On chili dog.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
I just got heartburn.
Tum to tum tum tums.
Eh.
No?
Eh. I use like whatever, you know, the little tiny pill. What do they call them? Pepsi
Viagra.
Or something. No, I don't know. Pepsi, I think, is what it
Pepsi
is.
Pepsi AC?
Yeah. You know, the generic.
Zantac 75.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah. I did that Pepto one time.
Ugh.
Let me tell you something.
They say about Pepto-Bismol.
You ever want to get constipated, take Pepto-Bismol.
Ooh. Or just eat cheese.
Black color. I mean, tar-like.
Ah.
Yeah. So if you're ever
BBL stinky.
If you're ever looking, you know, in your life, which I don't know why you would. Yeah, I want to be constipated today. Slam some Pepto.
Dude, I love Backyard Burger.
I'll bind you up.
They had a good blackened chicken sandwich with
that
coleslaw on it.
Yeah, that sounds really
it was
good.
So
yeah.
Good. There was nothing on that menu I hated. Great chicken tendies, solid chili dog, great seasoned fries.
So why did they go out of business?
I think the guy just said, I'm done.
Did they go out during COVID, though? No, they didn't.
No, it was earlier than that, right?
Yeah. That's what, and this is a funny story. I've had Backyard Burger more recently than I've had Hardee's.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, dude. Straight
Backyard
up.
Burger's what got to be coming on 10 years. Gone.
Oh, gotta be. Yeah, but
I think the guy finally just was like, I'm done doing it. I think I just want to close.
He just
up
moved
shop.
Away. That's
I
cool.
I think so.
Okay.
He retired on top. You know what I mean? Like, he went out on a blaze of glory. But God, it was bad.
You know, we've been back now 16 years, right? And the time has gotten so fast. I don't think I've been to Hardee's in that time. Hell, I don't know that I was in the Hardee's before.
What happens first?
the Royals, Binkley, or, you know.
Yeah. No. So, better ad. Because now the Royals and Brendan Donovan are connected.
That rumor's been kind of out there for a while, but nothing's moving, you know.
Do you want a better ad? Right field bat. So, let me. Okay, I'll just do this. I'll give you two names. Text line. Feel free to chime in. 913-586-7965. Would you rather the Royals go get Cody Bellinger or the Chiefs go get Breece Hall?
Yeah, the Royals get Cody Bellinger.
Breece Hall. Give me Breece Hall.
Yeah, because you're not a baseball guy. Cody Bellinger makes this team a playoff team. Breece Hall gives you another piece. I still think you need more. I think for the Royals, they really are one player away, one bat away. The Chiefs are not. And that's weird to say, but the Chiefs are not one player away from becoming a Super Bowl team again. I think the Royals are one player away from being a legitimate contender.
They're a playoff team. You were just talking about them winning the division.
Who?
The Royals.
But they're a one player away from really being that
contender.
Dominating
That's
team.
Fair.
Yeah, being a contender. Being a playoff team, not necessarily a contender.
Would you rather make that jump from playoff to contender or from out of the playoffs to playoffs? Because that's what Breece Hall does
contender.
To the Chiefs.
Yeah, playoff to contender. I want to win a world championship. That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, you know, flags fly forever, right? And so I think Cody Bellinger
the home one.
Yeah, even that one. I don't know if they took that one down.
Already?
Yeah, I think that only lasted a year. Once that vote failed, I think that was kind of like, ugh. Because the slogan that year was "Welcome to the City." 56% of the people said no thank you.
Stop it.
And now they're going to try to maybe possibly bypass a vote by putting it in 9-acre Washington Square Park.
Come on, baby.
I don't know what you're talking about. Where's the development going to go? How are you going to make yourself a better ball club?
Baby, come back.
But anyway, what were we talking about? You know, I just think the Royals right now are a really good contending team. A bat in that lineup like a Cody Bellinger makes them a legitimate playoff, not legitimate playoff, but a legitimate World Series contender. I do believe that. I think they are one bat away from being a team where, on paper, now you went through all the ifs, and I don't disagree with you at all on all of the ifs. I'm playing the other side of things, that all the ifs come true and everything, you know, continues to move forward. Yeah, I think if you add a bat like Cody Bellinger, you can be a World Series team. I think the Chiefs need more help than that, because we talked about it yesterday. What position group do you think we should focus on? We named every one.
So do you want to hear Matt Grunt?
Mm-hmm.
Breece Hall is the running back equivalent of signing Hollywood Brown when we got him.
Yeah, it's nonsense. It's a nonsensical text. It doesn't make any sense. I have no idea what he's talking
about. Say that again?
Breece Hall is the equivalent of bringing in Hollywood Brown when we signed him.
No, not at all.
No.
I want Breece Hall here, but you asked what I think.
We had Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Breece
Hall's 24 years old, guys. Breece Hall's 24.
I'm on the team of we bring in Breece Hall more than you need a right field bat, because I am obviously a Cags homer. I think Cags has it. I think he will prove that.
Cags
and I
homer.
Think that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
And I think that you have to trust in that. Like, we haven't had that player. We haven't had this sort of like powerful, big time, big power prospect. Bobby Witt is an anomaly. He's a 5-star or 5-tool player, but never known for being like that guy in your lineup, like a 5-hole hitter where it's like, Cags is here.
Well, and it's even with Salvi, right? He's at 313 home runs or whatever it is. Or I remember maybe George is at 313 and he's at 3, whatever it is. Like, he's 10 home runs shy or whatever of passing George for the all-time leader in home runs in Royals history. And I don't even really consider Salvi a power hitter. You know, I don't look at him and go, that's a bopper right there. He's more of a gap type of guy for me, you know, can do anything really.
Right. And I think that if the Chiefs can get a running back, like a Breece Hall, I think that significantly improves them more than what a right field bat significantly improves the Royals. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think if you get Cody Bellinger, you might have your win prediction go from 81.5 to like 84.5. You get Breece Hall on the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you have a top 10 draft pick. You're going from, they went from 6-11 to they're back to being, it might go through Arrowhead again for the AFC Championship.
Well, but that's all well and good. But we're talking about like right now. If I have to make one addition, I think the one addition for either of these teams, and I said to you guys, what about Brendan Donovan from the Cardinals? Because I even think he makes the Royals better than Breece Hall does with the Chiefs. Because let's say Travis does step away. Who's your number one target next year?
Rashee Rice.
I mean, okay. That doesn't excite me.
1,300. I know. He's a really good wide receiver, too. He's the best wide receiver, too, in the NFL.
Okay, but he's two.
I'm just saying that. It could be a one, but probably not.
But you still need, you know, a number one target, in my opinion.
I'm just going to say we're a year removed, Bob, from you telling us that you were hearing in the Chiefs organization that Rashee Rice could be the best wide receiver in Chiefs history.
And
so let's not all throw that all away.
Three drops, by the way. No, I understand that, but it just, the eye test just wasn't like there for me this year with Rashee Rice. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
with you.
Yeah.
Who was it there for?
It wasn't there for anybody this year.
He played, 10 games?
Yeah, I missed it. Yep.
He didn't play in the last one.
Last one, maybe two. So, nine games.
Yeah. Some drops. But, I mean, again, three's great.
Yeah.
Three's great. That's, from what we had.
And they were big drops, don't get me wrong.
People had three drops in a game.
Yes, exactly.
But again, like, and this is the other thing too, where I get kind of confused. Mac, maybe you agree, maybe Bob, maybe you do. I don't know. When people say, stop trying to overpay on a free agent running back when you can find guys in the fourth, fifth, that's fine. That's fine. If you went 12-5,
that's right.
If you went 13-4, you went 6-11, and this is an anomaly of a year. If you're the Chiefs, you've got to do something that might be an anomaly. You might need to go pay for a running back.
That's right.
Because you have to get out of this. And we said this earlier in the week. We said this last week. I'm okay missing the playoffs this year. I'm not okay missing the playoffs again. Mm-hmm. This season was a failure. You got an F on your grade card.
Did anybody give them higher than an F when we did
Rob gave him a D minus.
Why?
I don't know, because he's nice.
But it's nice.
But I where I'm at in this is that you have to make drastic decisions. They have to be right. And I think Breece Hall is a guy that can be that. He's 24. He's in New York. And he still played his ass off for New York.
Well, that's the other thing, too. He played great all year and had nothing to play for.
Now, maybe he's doing that also to show, hey, I will do this for whoever wants to come get me.
And he's only 24.
And you're also coming off of a quarterback in your franchise who has never been hurt before, who just tore his ACL.
Yeah.
You need support back there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with the Kansas City Royals, you have Garcia, Bobby, Carter, Vinny. I think Jack's going to be okay.
Jensen,
the Carter, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
They're all in there.
Yep.
And whereas the Chiefs, you know who your receivers are next year? It is Rice, Worthy, Royals. You know who your running backs are next year? Breshard Smith. You know who your tight end is next year? I don't.
How about your defensive line?
And your running back can make things happen, because what have we seen James Cook do for Josh Allen?
Can do a lot, but there's still more holes. Like, if they don't fix the defense too, you know?
For sure.
They need defensive line help. We got an update on Backyard Burger, by the way, from Tammy at the Westin. Yeah. He was older.
She wants me to take her there on a date?
No, it's closed. She said he was older when he started it, then retired, and the kids just wouldn't want him. So,
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Fair enough. Checks and leave.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He went out like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Great ending.
You know? See you later.
I wish I would have known. I'd have gone there 3 straight days in a row. Mm-hmm. God, I miss Backyard Burger. So, what if it's not Breece Hall? Is Allegier a name that you're okay spending money on?
I'm 100% full speed ahead on Breece Hall on this one. I feel like that is, and I'm not a free agent guy. You guys know that. I don't think signing free agents is the right way to use money. However, now we're coming off a 6-11 season. We also, what the big glaring weakness was, there's a logical fit out there that's 24 years old. He's going to command some money, about $10 million per year on the open market. That's nothing.
Exactly.
It's not. It really, that's nothing. No. People are talking about, high running back money at $10.8 million a year. I'm like, that's nothing. I just feel like he is the perfect fit for this offense right now, both with age, both with ability, and what this team needs. That's why I would go with Breece Hall. I don't know that I'm interested like I am in him in any other free agent.
And you know how
back.
Like we've always said that Andy's stuff gets, you know, picked off the tree and people start to go and implicate it in their offense. Sometimes, guys, it's okay to recognize that somebody else does good things, mm-hmm. and you can try to copy that as well. Because if you're asking me to get hard, Breece Hall and Breshard Smith as your dual back running back,
that's
that I'm hard. What are we seeing in the NFL trending towards? Kenny Walker, Charbonnet, Montgomery, Gibbs, Allegier, Bijan Robinson, Breshard Smith, Breece Hall. I'll go have a cigarette.
Yeah, but we're not seeing it new. We're seeing it come back to where it was in 2010 and before that, where you had the double tandem of the running back. And people got pissed off when they were not giving the ball to Jamaal Charles and they were letting Thomas Jones run it. But that was brilliant. That was one of the best things, probably the only good thing, that Todd Haley really did, was he knew how to use those running backs and split those carries to keep both of those guys fresh. And it's just like anything in life. It always comes back, you know, to where we were. I mean, you go back to the days of the Giants when they first drafted Tiki Barber and they had him and Rodney Hampton and they thunder and lightning and they had two different running backs. And I know we're going in the way back machine, but that's when you're successful, when you have multiple options at that running back spot. Look at what the Chiefs did with Ware and West. I mean, like, they had those two guys. You didn't know who they were, but man, you had two of them and they gave you what you needed at that running back position. And so I love it. I would love that Breece Hall and Breshard Smith here and kind of have that duo and that two-headed tandem. But the way to utilize them is a 50-50 split, you know? And I know people will be pissed because they'll draft Breece Hall in their fantasy league or bet him to hit the over every game and he's not going to do something like that, but he's going to be a really great piece to what this offense can do. And to me, the Breece Hall is not necessarily also about the production. It's the ability to say to the defense, we have a legit man back here that we're going to potentially hand the ball to. You have to take that seriously. Nobody's had to take the run game seriously for 32 games here in Kansas City, right? Now, all of a sudden, you line up Breece Hall in the backfield. Whether you utilize him or not, you still have to respect him, and you become less predictable because you have him back
there.
And to
the people talking out of both sides of their mouth that say, I don't want a running back, Andy and Pat won't adjust, I remind you again, Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL, and Andy Reid finished 6-11, or whatever it was. Yeah, 6-11.
He scored 8 points a game. They had one touchdown with that Patrick Mahomes.
Change. And if you trust they're going to change, I think you have to trust that they're going to try to do new things. You have to. So it can't be they're not going to run the ball, I don't want to sign a running back, but yet this team needs to change its ways, because if they're going to change their ways, somebody like that is going to do that. They ran the ball with Kareem Hunt when he led the league in rushing with 1,300 yards rushing. They did that. Mm-hmm. And they threw to their running back when they did that. And I'm sorry to tell you this, that was the best offense the Chiefs have ever had under Andy Reid.
What year
Patrick
was that,
Mahomes?
2018? That was Patrick's first year, right? As the starter.
Damian Williams should have won Super Bowl MVP, right? Yeah. Like, that's a running back. Like, Andy Reid uses running backs. That trope, that little theory, that is wrong to me. And if you have prime Tyreek Hill, prime Travis Kelce, prime Sammy Watkins with a great offensive line and Patrick Mahomes, yeah, I'd pass the ball a little bit more, too. So I don't want to talk about that. This is a different situation.
But that was
with
set up for that.
That's an air raid offense. So, yeah, of course he's not running the ball. You'd be an idiot. You'd be mad at him if he ran the ball back
then,
absolutely,
right? Absolutely, because he ran the plays that were sufficient to his offense at that time. The problem is he's still trying to run those plays that aren't sufficient to this offense at this time.
Absolutely, and he, just like all of us, didn't read the room right? All of us were, text line included, guys, we were excited about this wide receiving core. We were excited about this young draft class. We were pumped about this offense. They were back.
Yep.
So Andy Reid trying to do what he was doing again, it makes sense to us. Now, in hindsight, right, he's going to shift, and he can because he has for 20-plus damn years.
And you have to trust that he will.
Yes.
Sorry the last 2 years have not proven that, but maybe that was the wake-up call he needed.
Well, my kid's not going to eat his veggies, so I'm not giving him broccoli. It's like, no, dude, come on.
It's like telling myself, man, I really need to lose weight. And you wake up in the morning like, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to do it. And then you finally you get on the scale and you're like, whoa, okay, now we're doing it. Like, I have to do this. I can't see that number ever again. I can't see 6-11 ever again. I can't watch other teams go into a playoff where I think if we had the right system and the right personnel, we would destroy this playoff field. I can't see that again. And sometimes missing out makes you never want to miss again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, sometimes the biggest motivator is having nothing, right? And you have to work your way back up. Right now, the Chiefs don't have anything. There can be a lot of noon games on the schedule.
What happened in 14 when the fireworks went off? And everybody had Arrowheads going,
damn,
that's cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we want to do that.
Three years later, Arrowhead ran out of fireworks.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And so this needs to be that same type of offseason where you say, all right, we need to reinvent. And look, and I think they will. We're having all of these hard conversations, but at the end of the day, I think we all believe that they are going to do what's necessary. I mean, I laid out the plan that they're going to be following this offseason, and one of those things was to get a running back before the draft, whether it be free agency, whether it be trade. They know that they need a running back. They know they need two defensive tackles and a defensive end. They know they need all these things. And for the last 10 years, other than this year, they've done everything that they've needed to do. And we've seen this team come off losses in the Super Bowl and absolutely go scorched earth in the offseason. That's probably going to happen again this offseason because they're not coming off a Super Bowl loss this time or an AFC championship game loss. They're coming off a 6-11 type of season. I do believe the earth will be scorched by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Speaking of scorched earth, you like the free market system.
I do. I love it. Mac, you like it? You
Mac know? Hates it.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, he hates it to a certain degree.
There's too much of it. There needs to be more rules. I do like the idea that these guys get to make decisions and have some freedom and choose what's best for them. That makes sense.
Yeah, Gary Danielson, who's now retired as the lead announcer on CBS, was on, I think, with Rich Eisen yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, this day and age of college sports and how the free market system has helped college sports, and he's right about that. You know, like with the transfer portal and what we're kind of seeing right now, Miami was able to get back to the top. Indiana's been able to get back up there. Gary Danielson said he was asked to, you know, like list the best teams in college football a couple of years ago. And he said he got out an almanac or whatever it was, like this one, I guess. He found Biff's almanac from like when he was a freshman in college and looked at the top 10 teams. And he said 8 of the 10 were the same as in 2020, you know? And that's a problem. You know, when he went to college in the 50s or whatever it is, and the same top 10 teams over and over and over again, this free market system has allowed and given opportunity to everybody to go out there and do great things in college football. And for me, it's really gotten me back into it. I like the drama of what's going on in college football.
Yeah, I think the drama is good. There are pros from it. But then there's like this. So like Chase Daniel quote tweeted this guy last night. So Lane Kiffin, Whit Weeks, and the former Arizona State quarterback, Sam Leavitt, were at the LSU basketball game courtside, all sitting together, right? He just transferred to LSU to be their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Daniel quote tweets it. So one of the better QBs in the Porter, Damond Williams, committed back to Washington a few days ago and signed papers for $4 million a year. Then tonight announces he's entering the portal. LSU is considered the landing spot for $6 million a year, and this is all going on while stud QB Sam Leavitt is at a basketball game right beside Lane Kiffin. I just think it's broken, man. I just think the sport's broken. We need more rules. There are positives, there are pros, but that is not okay.
But that's just like quarterbacks in free agency, let's say running back in free agency. You know, you sign, you think you're the guy, and then they sign somebody better, and you're like, damn, where did that come from? They're creating competition. Like, it doesn't sound altruistic from a college standpoint, but we have to stop looking at college as a college anymore.
The difference is, though, that quarterback who's leaving, I mean, this is from Chase Daniel's tweet. I mean, he said he signed papers. The difference in the NFL is if you signed papers, sorry, that's it.
Yeah, but you still have a job.
But you made a commitment to that team is my point. You signed papers for a team. If he signed papers for $4 million a year, now it's like, I get six.
From that, I see what you're saying. Like, he signed the paper, signed the deal.
Yeah, if he signed,
you should be beholden to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I mean, I'm on both sides. Yeah. Like, it's electric, but it's also dangerously electric.
Yeah.
Where it's like, man, this is cool, but man, if one thing leads to another, we could lose total control. And it's like almost the chaos theory. Right. If you ever go back and watch Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum, Dr. Ian Malcolm's chaos theory. Like, it's just some things can't be messed with. And if they are tampered with or messed with, then you will see uncontrollable chaos. And there is a little bit of that. You're seeing a little bit of it in college basketball. Guys going to the G League, coming back, and you're like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, there are certain things. Like, once you step out, you're out.
You're done.
You don't go to the G League.
But that loophole is available.
I know it is.
And that's part of the chaotic theory that is in there. Shout out Dr. Ian Malcolm. Let me ask you guys a real quick question. If the Bills lose, is only McDermott's job gone? Or is Brandon Bean gone?
No, I think you keep the GM. He's assembled a pretty good team for a long period of time.
Because you remember DA, right?
Yeah.
DA has this tweet. If I'm Brandon Bean with the Bills, I tell John Harbaugh, don't sign anything until Sunday.
Mm. If I'm a lot of teams in the playoffs.
That tells me that McDermott's out. If I read that tweet out loud and I'm thinking to myself, that tells me.
Now, that's his opinion.
I get it, but I'm saying from that perspective, that gives me more of, it has to be more than AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
You got to get to San Francisco.
Ooh. Only stadium Josh Allen hasn't played at. Yeah. Levi's Stadium in San Francisco.
Yeah, never played regular season or postseason.
Or postseason in Levi's, yes.
Was it Levis?
Yeah, Levis, my fault.
Well, Levis
they don't
Stadium.
Eat mayonnaise in San Francisco. They eat aioli.
Eventually, though, Harbaugh's going to say, I
got to decide.
Yeah.
But, man, Harbaugh with the Bills, that would be crazy. I would get rid of Bean if I were them, Dusty, but I don't think they will.
The Harbaugh availability, obviously, is duh, but it changes everybody's coaching standpoint right now. Literally everybody in the league and all the open jobs as well, because all of a sudden Tennessee's like, well, Harbaugh, maybe we can interview him and see where now I don't know that he takes that
Nagy's
that
like,
job.
Son of a
right. Or if you're Mike McCarthy, maybe you thought you were going to be able to get the Giant job and now Harbaugh's available. Yep. And so or if you're a team like Miami and you haven't fired your coach, or Buffalo or whoever, and you're thinking, man, maybe Harbaugh's the answer for us right now. But is Harbaugh any different than Sean McDermott? I know he has the one Super Bowl, but that was 2012. This is 2026 now, okay? That's 14 years ago that he won the Super Bowl. Is he any different from Sean McDermott?
Actually, really like that take. I like that question. It's fair. If you look at the playoff losses, it's similar to McDermott.
Yeah.
It's abandoning who you are. It's making stupid decisions. It's
running into Mahomes.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Fumbling.
Yeah, you're like, damn, why did you only run the ball four times in the second half when that was your whole identity? Yeah, I don't hate it.
Did you see that hilarious ass picture that had the final field goal attempt?
Oh, yeah.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake.
delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tomlin's job is fired. He's in the middle. Harbaugh fired to both sides.
Either side, yeah.
Yeesh. Coming up next, a new documentary is out. Plus, there's a debate to be had about pizza here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.